Freshers Week is almost over, and some people are already dreading their 9am.
Seminars have been signed up to, Freshers Flu contracted and the student loan dented.
But before we say goodbye, we'll be going over all of the gaffes from the week.
And you've realised that Freshers Week was just a lad's holiday, but in the north.
You're listening to Not So Fresh. That's right, welcome to a one-off event show with me, Jordan, and my co-host, James.
This is the pinnacle of Freshers here on URN, as we'll be looking back at some of our highlights from the week.
We will indeed. We've got loads of stuff coming up on today's show, including taking another look at our undercover fresher. Right, okay, so Ollie, you're approaching the reception.
Uh-huh.
You've got Roxy the hamster in your hand.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'll be testing Jordan on his drunken karaoke knowledge.
Sounds good. And we'll be catching up with Chessock's big game.
I don't believe it.
Lovely move.
I don't believe it. He's just moved his knight in the particular movement that the knights do, where they kind of move like they jump.
But first, during week one on URN, we presented the lowdown.
Yes, the lowdown can be found on our audio boom. Head to audioboom.com/URN speech. And during it, we recorded What's On.
However, during our recording of Monday's What's On, one of our readers, James Perkins, had difficulty with one of the written lines.
Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing for your mum's shepherd's pie... Oh, that's such a euphemism, mate. Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing for your mum's shepherd's pie...
Does that make any better?
Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing for your dad's sausage roll... There's the... Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing... Later on, if Whole Food has...
Shall we leave?
Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing... Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing for your mum's shepherd's pie...
I can't!
Later on, if Whole Food has already got you wishing for your mum's shepherd's pie, there's the next best thing available from 7 till 9. That was fine, right?
So that was Perkins there with some behaviour you would expect from a GCSE English class reading a Jane Austen novel.
That's perfect English A-level analogy right there. Perkins was also available to answer any questions you freshers had, as we can see from his answer on his show, The Twist and Shout Hour.
We've had another question. Any tips for postgraduate lads?
Get a job.
Oh, amazing response there.
Yes, and during Freshers Festival, we had a number of awkward occurrences occur throughout.
We did. Iona Hampson, one of our daytime presenters, seemed to be the magnet for awkward radio, and here are two of the clips now.
Let's so not have any injuries.
No,
during
we don't
week.
Want any injuries.
I can stand very still.
James, we're not doing pole dancing on you. That's just not happening.
Oh, I won't.
So we've got a game. So you've got pole dancing. There are a couple of moves, and they've got names.
So there you go. The awkward laughter when he said, "I'll pole dance on James Perkins."
Well, I would certainly be thrown if I had to watch Perkins being, you know, the lanky boy being danced around. He's staring at us from outside the studio.
She was thrown quite a bit. And here is the second awkward moment where she was trying to talk about sport.
We also want to apologise to tennis. We called they were playing a joint honours tennis. I can confirm it's called a doubles tennis.
For anyone we are upset with that, we apologise in advance for anyone offended, because we're not very sporty, are we?
No.
No, I can tell. She probably says, yes, in football match, it's 45 minutes a semester.
Exactly, spot on. And now, during move-in day, a well-known fresher returned for his second time.
Not Ben Malone, because that would be his 22nd time. It was, in fact, our undercover fresher, Ollie Samuels, who returned to Hugh Stew and asked for his dad to speak to one of the Welcome Week mentors. Here's how it went.
Hello, excuse me. Hi, can I have a bit of help? Is that all right? Can you just come over here with me? Sorry, I'm on the phone to my dad. I'm just a bit worried that I haven't packed enough for uni. So if you could you speak to him and kind of go through my things and just reassure him it's all going to be okay? Okay.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya. Hi. I'm one of the helpers for the hall.
Hi. Yep. I'm Matt. I'm Ollie's father.
Okay, hiya, you're right.
Yes, good, thank you. I'm a bit concerned. We packed his suitcase last night, and I went through the list this morning, and I don't seem to think he's packed enough things for Freshers' Week.
Okay.
What's he got in his case with him now? Would you mind checking for me?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. Do you want to quickly open it? Is that okay? So there's a little suitcase in here.
He's got a suitcase in his suitcase?
Yeah.
I knew he shouldn't have packed himself. What is in his littler suitcase?
Okay, so what we've got is we've got a little rubber duck.
A rubber duck?
That says, a new mate. And...
That was from his mother. It was his new friend at university.
And a harmonica.
And a harmonica, okay. How much underwear is there in his suitcase?
Oh, there's absolutely none.
Absolutely none. But he needs 4 pairs a day.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Is a problem.
Interesting. Would you be able to provide him some of your underwear while I source some more?
I've got one pair on me at the moment. I haven't got anything to wear.
Could he use that? He's for want of a better word, accident prone.
Okay.
Would he be able to use your underwear?
I can't guarantee that, no, sorry.
Okay, That's interesting. Is there somewhere he could acquire some underwear? Maybe other freshers would be able to lend him some underwear?
I'm sure that shouldn't be a problem, yeah.
That shouldn't be a problem. Okay, and one other question. His suitcase. Now, it looked quite bright and vibrant when he left me this morning. Is that something people will make fun of him for?
Nah, of course not.
What colour was it again?
It's pink. We accept all colours of suitcase, don't worry.
You accept all colours of suitcase?
Yeah.
Okay, could I speak to my son again, please?
Yeah, sure, I'll pass you over. Cheers.
Thank you.
I just got to give this... Okay. Thank you very much for your help. Ooh, I think that went okay.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dear.
So, Ollie, you packed a rubber duck and a harmonica.
Yep. Yep.
You're listening to Not So Fresh on URN.
So over the week, our team went out to some of the freshest nights and recorded some of the people there doing drunk karaoke. Jordan, how's your Shazam skills?
Yeah, not the best, to be honest.
Great, because I'm going to test you on your knowledge of this drunken karaoke. So here is your first clip. Apologies for that. That is, in fact, Iona Hampson's violin recital, which she accidentally sent to me along with the drunken karaoke clips.
I can think of a way that we can perhaps jazz that up a bit.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking.
No, come on, let's be serious. Let's hear the proper recital.
Well, I think the treble clef tone shift there in stanza 42 is a bit off.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Right, okay, enough of that. Let's go on to drunken karaoke. Jordan, are you ready?
Pumped.
Right, okay, so here is the first clip. Any ideas? Do you want to hear it again?
I literally haven't got a clue, mate.
Okay, we'll play it one more time.
Okay, right. I think I can picture the tune. It's like da 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 da, but I don't know what the song is.
Okay, all right. Well, you're wrong on both accounts. This is the song. Walk,
talk, and act like me, it just might be this. What? But not quite me. Rubbish!
I thought that was quite good.
You got the beat right. Right, okay. Here's number two. Okay, so I think there are 5 of these. So let's go on to number 2. What do you think of this one?
Take a sip of a secret potion. Black magic.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Take a sip of a secret potion. I'll make you fall in love.
Right, okay. Now, number three. So it's 50% so far. 50% win ratio is second to none. Let's hear this drunk karaoke number three.
500 million, I got a pound cake. The Sprite, that's upside down cake. Give them a red nose, a clown cake. Should never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. That's the icing on the cake.
Okay, what is she saying?
I mean, there's
opinion?
Something about cakes, so maybe it's Greg's the Baker's new advert or something. I don't really know. It's a rap, obviously. Yeah. Pound cake, something cake, leather cake.
Yeah, terrible rap.
It's got to be... All right, who's a terrible rapper?
Ooh.
It's got to be someone like Flo Rida.
Flo Rida is your final answer.
That's all I can think of.
I could say you're completely wrong. It's actually Jay-Z's verse in Drake's song,
what?
Pound Cake.
500 million, I got a pound cake. Is front and that's us.
I love this
cake.
Just because
get him a red nose, they clown
just cake in a row.
Should have never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake.
It, yeah.
Someone really needs to tell him that cake and cake don't rhyme. Cake.
I think it's more that his like if we play it again, just listen to his ghostwriter's sort of experience writing this.
500 million, oh, I got a pound cake.
Jay-Z wants this done by tomorrow. I mean, Drake writes his own nose, Drake's verse was written. I mean, I've really got to get up early tomorrow. I've got to get my hair cut, the mail. Oh, tell you what, screw it. I'll just end it like this. I honestly think that was the thought process behind it. Right, okay, so you've got one out of three. Let's move on to the next one.
I literally haven't got a clue. Can I hear that one more time,
yes,
please?
Yes, you can. Any idea?
Oh, my God. You freshers, do you know what? You're a mess. You're a total mess, all of you, the lot of you. I literally don't know, and I can't even think of a song that it might be.
I think it's cut just before the chorus, which is...
Rubbish! Rubbish!
Yes, it was.
How dare you put Adele and that on the same level?
Okay, so those were like... Okay, so we actually got six clips here of drunken karaoke. All right, so those were the four which I was testing you on. So well done for getting one out of four, mate. But listen to this absolutely outrageous bit of drunk karaoke that was picked up by some of our members on one of the nights out. I'm shining bright above the sea. Ridiculous is that?
I'm sorry, she wasn't drunk.
No, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, and this was quite funny as well. We encountered a man who was so drunk he didn't understand the basic concept of radio.
I'm not doing it if you're recording it.
That's radio.
Just what a man. I really want to see how he was in the morning.
I'm only doing it if he's on air now, mate. If he's on air live.
We've got to go get an outside broadcast team down there to set it all up. But yes, well done, Jordan, for getting one out of four. Truly your great expectations, as usual. Now let's catch up again with our undercover fresher.
So after being reassured, Ollie's dad has sent him on his way. But Ollie, the undercover fresher, had another problem to contend with.
Yes, URN sent their very own hamster, Roxy, down with Ollie to Hugh Stew, who was devastated to find out when told by the staff there that he couldn't keep the hamster in his room.
Right, okay, so Ollie, you're approaching the reception.
Uh-huh.
You've got Roxy the hamster in your hand.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay. Hiya, I've just been told that Roxy, this lovely girl here, can't stay in my room.
Yeah, I'm not the manager, but that's... Yeah.
Is there no room for Roxy?
Is there no room? Have you not got a spare room for Roxy?
Can she live in the kitchen?
Do you want to speak to the manager?
What about one of the kitchens, maybe?
No.
She's only small. She won't cause much trouble.
I don't want to get into a dialogue about...
She's only small. She won't cause much trouble, yeah. I promise you.
I don't know if you're...
My parents are all in Cornwall.
She won't take up a lot of room either. You won't even notice that she's there.
He's walked away from me. He's gone to fetch his manager.
Ask them for an envelope if you can post Roxy back to your parents.
I'll wait for the manager to come back. I think he's just in the back room now to fetch the manager.
Tell him you'll move to a different hall if he doesn't accommodate you.
Hiya. Is there another hall which can accommodate me? Because I'd really like me and Roxy
to stay together.
What can I do? My parents go back to Cornwall.
Insist. Roxy doesn't mind about being on a single bed.
There's nothing I can do. She can take a single bed. She
doesn't mind about being on a double bed.
We don't want an ensuite room.
Or sleeping back on the floor.
Can you give me an envelope? I can post her back in. Okay. Well,
it's very clear in all of the...
Roxy couldn't read.
You've paid for Roxy's food for the semester now.
Roxy couldn't read.
She bought an extra room for her.
Yeah, that's the one you used on your laptop. Yeah, so, I guess because we apparently can't accommodate hamsters. So what do you suggest I do with Roxy? It's my responsibility, so the university can't help me with Roxy.
Ask them what you do with the 150 kilograms of cheese that you stored in your room.
What do I do with 150 kilograms of cheese that I brought to my room? Well, yeah. Apparently, I've got a fridge. The cheese can go in the fridge.
Does it fit 150 kilos?
Unfortunately, I'm being led over by mental. Maybe there's somewhere we can help Roxy a little bit.
Tell them Roxy's really excited for Fresh's finale with example.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got a hamster. Apparently, I'm now at the Hugh. Well, yeah, my parents are already on the way back to Cornwall. There's nothing I can do.
How long did they go?
But Cornwall's got no signal, so I can't
possibly kick.
How far can I kick? I'm not kicking Roxy. That's horrible.
There you go. Make sure to stay tuned for the final chapter of Undercover Fresher featuring a missing Roxy.
That's right. Now, whilst Ollie was busy moving into Hugh Stew, James Perkins and I made sure to pick up on one of the greatest events on campus since the URN Eucalyptus Quidditch team played the Nottingham Nightmares Quidditch team last semester.
What an event that was. Here's our exclusive coverage of a chess sock match.
Outside the Portland building for what promises to be a really entertaining game of chess. What do you think, Goodison? Who's looking the most promising so far?
There's a lot of pawns to play with, so I reckon it'd be interesting to see.
Oh, I don't believe it.
A lovely move.
I don't believe it. He's just moved his knight in the particular movement that the knights do where they kind of move, like, they jump.
Don't they?
Yeah, that was thrilling to watch. Oh, the tension is palpable. This is just absolute two masters of the sport.
This is sensational stuff here.
The queen's gone. That's huge.
Check.
Is it? Is it just? It's not. It's checkmate. I don't believe it. He's only gone and done it. He's done it. Checkmating him. Oh, what a game that was.
Absolute scenes there from the chess contest. We caught up with the winner after that in an exclusive post-match interview.
We're going to get word with the champion. Wow, what was going through your mind when you brought that queen up at the end?
Well, I have to say, it's an exhilarating experience checkmating your opponent on the board like that.
It was a great move as well, because it's a big board, and you had the thrill of just rushing it halfway across the board. That was something special.
Yes, they say chess is played by old men, but you really need to be fit to play a game like this.
Exactly, and that's why it's a sport, as told by the Olympic Sport Committee, I think. It's officially a sport.
That's right, it's officially a sport.
That's some nice trivia.
In 24 countries out of 28. In Europe, so.
Exactly, and we've just seen an exhibition on exactly why that is the case. Thank you very much. Well done on your win. Cheers.
That there just shows the power and scope of URN, that we managed to get an interview with the winning chess champion, and an Impact didn't get one at all.
Exactly. We truly do bring you the news that matters to you. You're listening to Not So Fresh
on URN.
So that was How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris. Now, back on move-in day, some of URN's very own presenters found out how deep is your lake.
Yes, they did. As part of our Bedlam Challenge, two teams took blow-up mattresses around University Park campus and had to complete several challenges, one of which was putting their mattress on a body of water.
Our very own James Perkins and Abby Jo how brave the challenge, and Jordan spoke to Brian, a local old man, about the event.
We've got another bystander here, a lovely man named Brian, who is going to have a chat with you guys. He's very interested about what's going on, so I'm going to hand you over.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello. Can I ask, are you a dad?
And a granddad.
You're a granddad.
Congratulations.
I'm so old.
So you presumably come today to drop off your grandchild off to campus and...
No, I live in Nottingham.
Oh, you live in Nottingham,
we decided just to come to...
Has someone drowned, Brian?
Nearly, yes. We're just pulling him out now.
Okay, gosh. Brian, have you got any sort of equipment just to... Have you got any rings or something?
Got my walking stick. Well, that's...
You've got your walking
that
stick.
Would help. That would
Don't
help.
Go in the lake, Brian.
Fact,
do us all a favour.
In fact, it's a power stick, so it'll probably be better than ever.
Okay.
It's self-powering stick.
That's brilliant.
It's a self-powering stick.
I don't know what that means.
No. How does it work exactly?
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear.
That can't be good. Brian, is everyone okay?
Oh. Well, I'm going to hand you back. I'm getting worried here.
Oh, no. Well, okay. You're all right, Brian.
Okay, Brian. So there you go. You may have heard Brian make some very worrying noises during the interview there, such as this.
Now, Jordan and I sat down and listened to this, and we thought it sounded very similar to this amazing, this iconic piece of football commentary. Just goes on forever. So here is Brian, the old man who we found round the lake, recounting the Torres goal which sent Chelsea through to the Champions League final.
This could be the most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres.
Brilliant. Brian, if you've ever considered a career in commentary, you've got one right there, mate.
So, yesterday evening, URN descended onto Sutton Bonington campus for their finale night.
URN legend and Nottingham University founder Ben Malone DJ'd the night. Well, some of our reporters went out and got a whole lot of features for URN.
The very first thing we had to do when we got to Sutton Bonington was, well, look for the positives.
Yeah, living on a farm that kind of looks like that secondary school you looked at with your parents but you were out of the catchment area really can't be that great, can it? We asked James Perkins to interview some of the students residing in Sutton Bonington.
Hey, we're at the Sutton Bonington finale and we're asking freshers from Sutton Bonington what their favourite thing is about the campus. What's your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
Like the trees, the atmosphere, everything.
What's your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
Oh, it's got to be the farm, mate. It's got to be the farm. It's just so good.
What is your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
I love my boyfriend.
Who doesn't?
On the hedgehogs. We took a picture of the hedgehogs. We were like, see?
This is great radio. What is your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
Animals.
What's your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
I can't even say, mate.
Who can?
What's your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington, James?
I only have to be here for one day. What is your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
The smell.
Rubbish.
The smell. The unescapable smell of farm.
What's your favourite thing about Sutton Bonington?
I can't think of anything positive to say.
What do you think of Trent?
What
do we think of Trent?
My best friend just gone to Trent. And I love those pieces, but I think badly of Trent.
Well, there you go. So we've got a consensus that the best thing about Sutton Bonington is it's not Trent.
Yeah.
That's the consensus.
Yeah.
F***
off Trent.
Yeah,
Trent.
Thanks a lot.
So, when we arrived at Sutton Bonington, we found as part of their finale celebrations that they'd set up one of those mechanical bulls which you can ride on.
We were pleasantly surprised that they hadn't used one of their own animals, but quick thinking from producer James meant that we had the perfect challenge ready for the freshers.
That's right, the Sutton Bonington finale goers, as well as URM members, jumped on the bull and were given the task of naming things from a certain category.
So sit back and listen to a compilation of Sutton Bonington students try their hand at the challenge.
This is Radio Rodeo.
How many STDs can you name while on the bull?
Should be easy for you, mate.
Gonorrhea.
Okay, he's got one. So,
that's now. You have that nailed down as well, don't you, James?
Ah, what do you like? Yeah, you have to have sex again. Okay, nicknames for penis.
No, it's vagina.
Or vagina, either.
Dong, Twinkie, Winky. I'm getting really dizzy.
How many sexual positions can you name?
I'm a Christian.
Welcome to Not So Fresh.
Okay. Let's see if I can get on. How do I get on this?
Iona is struggling to get on top of the ball to begin with. She's all right. She's going to take it another go. Third time lucky, Iona. Okay, Iona still failed to get on the ball. This is a record-breaking 0 seconds on the ball. She's going to try one more time,
really,
I think.
Exhausted.
So, the topic today, Ollie Samuels, is WWE wrestlers.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Oh, John Cena, Edge, Undertaker. This is more difficult. Kane, CM Punk. Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. Oh, I get really dizzy up here.
Oh my god, he got absolutely run.
Oh, Ollie fell there with a crunch. You'd associate with Elliot Chaplin or Luke Shaw.
He dived, mate.
Okay, so, as we mentioned earlier, the night was DJ'd by William the Conqueror's banner bearer, Ben Malone. And we asked members of the Sutton Bonington Guild their opinion on his DJing skills.
Is this your fourth Sutton Bonington finale?
This isn't a finale.
Well, what do you make of DJ Ben Malone?
Oh, he's great.
I have no idea who that
is. He's great.
He's the guy DJing right now.
Great!
It's just music.
This is his music, yeah, he's playing right now.
I could play this on my iPod if I had an iPod, which I don't.
What do you make of your own DJ Ben Malone, the guy here tonight?
Yay, Ben Malone. Hooray. Actually, you know, one time he came to my flat and he used my favourite mug and he broke it. What a...
No, Ben DJ Ben Malone.
You are an exclusive.
Can we send him an invoice?
No, probably not.
I'll try.
Probably cost about 50p.
All right, you hear that, Ben Malone? 50p for that mug. Donate it to the Sutton Bonington Guild.
Mixed reviews there, to say the least. I just think he should pay for that mug, to be honest.
Yeah, I have just had confirmation, actually, that the 50p will be added to his student tuition debt, which, having been here as long as he was, is now £457,050.
You're listening to Not So Fresh
on URN.
Now, let's have the last instalment of the Undercover Fresher.
Now, last time, Ollie had been denied the ability to have his hamster, Roxy, in his hall room.
So, Roxy was safely returned to the cage in URN, and Ollie rushed back to Hugh Stew with an empty ball and an Oscar-worthy acting performance to convince the staff that his hamster had escaped.
Well, now that Roxy, bless her little soul, is nice and asleep, firmly kind of in the URN office, I thought it'd be about time to play some tricks with the welcome mentors here. I've just got an empty hamster ball.
have you gone back to the hall that you were at with Roxy?
I have, yes.
You have.
So people have been seeing me with this cute hamster, been taking pictures of me for about 10 minutes, and now I'm going to run around with an empty hamster ball. Basically,
looking for the missing hamster.
Looking for the missing hamster. So I'm going to head into kind of the main centre now.
Good luck.
And I'm going to start swapping freshers and seeing if anyone's seen wrong.
Please shed a tear. Please make water come out your eyes.
Oh my god. Oh my, have you seen my hamster? Yeah. My hamster, yeah. She just escaped. Oh my god. Have you seen her? Roxy! Roxy! Have you seen my hamster? Don't look so happy about it. You two, sometimes she likes brown bags. Is she in there? Excuse me, have you seen my hamster? She sometimes likes going in bags. Can I just poke my head in? No, okay.
Get really offended at laughing. Thank Get you. Really offended at laughing.
Excuse me, have you seen my hamster? No, I haven't let it go. She's run off. I don't know where she is. She doesn't like these
missiles. She figured out the latch.
I'd never let her go. Be really offended. You'd never do that to poor Roxy.
Excuse me, have you seen my hamster? Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Ollie, don't
I'm
be
not,
happy with
why
him
Why are you laughing?
Pretend to cry.
I've been either. I don't know where she is.
Pretend to cry, Ollie.
Roxy.
Cry, Ollie,
Roxy.
Cry.
Oh.
Bonnie, tell them that it's your only friend that you've made at uni.
It's my only friend I've made. I don't know where she is.
Ollie, start singing to the hamster, hoping that that will make it come back.
Do hamster calls.
Roxy!
Sing Roxanne. Sing Roxy. Roxanne.
Roxanne!
Act like a hamster. Like...
to catch a hamster, you must be a hamster. Right.
Pretend. Say that you're trying to be her mummy.
Have you seen my hamster?
Have I seen your hamster?
No, I've lost Roxy. I've heard though to act like a hamster, like find a hamster, you've got to act like a hamster.
All right, okay.
If we can kind of get down here and kind of go through the bushes. Is there any? No.
Stop.
Have you not seen a hamster going around?
No, not seen.
Ollie, just
no.
Sit on the floor.
She's about this high, right, and she's got fur and four legs and little whiskers.
Right.
Her name's Roxy. If you go Roxy, she sometimes comes. No.
Pretend to describe Roxy, but actually describe a giraffe.
Excuse me, Roxy? Roxy? I've lost my hamster. She's about this big, and she's got a really long neck. And she's got black and yellow stripes.
Spots!
Have you not seen her?
What giraffes have stripes? Ollie Samuels there being unable to identify what a giraffe looks like. That's all we have time for on Not So Fresh. I'm Jordan.
And I'm James, and we'll leave you with perhaps the greatest song in the history of man. Drunkenness is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as
uni life.
Adult responsibilities can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as
postgrad.
John's gone down to Moot, she gets intimidated by the reading list. They love to rip him off.
Blackwells.
Who's that girl there cycling? You're gonna get your bike nicked, love. Get the 34.
Oh, the student. So many students, they all go drinking and through their uni life.
Know what I mean? I get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I've got a f***ing 9 a.m. seminar.
Uni life.
I put my trackies on, I have a cheeky pint, and I think about leaving the ass.
Uni life.
I eat at Mooch. I sometimes eat at Olds too. It gives me an enormous sense of budgeting responsibility. But in all seriousness, budgeting responsibility is no laughing matter. One day you're buying around in Ocean, and the next you're desperately trying to win tickets to Forum. If you find yourself in financial difficulties, please contact one of the university's financial officers. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge that I don't go to Nottingham Trent.